The Cavs are in Boston tonight for Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The series is tied 2-2, with both teams winning their home games. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Boston has home court advantage and is undefeated at their arena so far in these playoffs.
When the Cavs play in Boston tonight, you've got the two teams that are a combined 16-1 at home. If you win every single home game and you have home court advantage,
you win the series.
85% of teams that have a home game in Game 7, the deciding game, win.
You hear that all the time, home field advantage, home court advantage. But why so much in basketball does that seem to be so prevalent?
All right, this is going to sound a little elementary, but if you've even just shot a basketball around in your backyard, after you've been shooting on those rims and shooting on those rims and getting used to the background, and then you go across town to somebody else's backyard. Yes, I know the rim is 10 foot high and, you know, the lane is 15 feet, the foul line and all this other stuff. But there's something about the rims and the shooting background. In fact, one of the things when I was on the NBA beat, sometimes we would play pickup games after practice. And the really surprising thing were gyms, high school gyms were small or whatever. When you would be in a big arena and kind of look behind the backboard, and you see now people wave signs and all this, it is a little disconcerting, you know, because it doesn't take much to miss a shot.
Yeah.
The Cavs will play 41 games at Quicken Loan Arena, not counting how many times they practice, not counting preseason games or whatever. The most you're going to play in some other arena until the playoffs is three or four times.
Okay.
So that's one. What else about do you think about it?
I think the fans are just so close to the court. I mean, that has to be a factor.
It does. And whether it's not only maybe unraveling the emotions of the opposing team, but it is fueling your own. Now imagine being an official. LeBron James drives to the rim. Two guys are coming to stop him. They go down like bowling pins. He throws the ball up. He's there. And now all three guys are screaming at the official. Okay. You're in Cleveland. What's 20,562 fans doing?
They're siding with Cleveland.
They're screaming, foul. He was fouled. He was fouled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, officials are supposed to be impartial or whatever. But so many of these calls, I mean, we sit there as somebody, myself and other veteran writers, we've watched thousands of games. I don't know what that is. It's a collision. Sometimes they go, just don't call anything.
Yeah.
But if you're out there with a whistle or whatever, and you're not sure at all, but the crowd is pushing you one way, the natural thing for most people to do is what?
Just go with the crowd.
Go with the flow. Right. That's also why sometimes you will see, too, where a team at home starts to play well. It seems like it starts getting all the calls, the emotion, everything. There is a tidal wave of emotion. It's for real. And when teams are fairly close, these little things do matter. You know, we want this everybody to be a video game or a computer, artificial intelligence playing ball or whatever it is. It is a very human sport. And you could, that's one thing about the basketball. You could see the emotions and, you know, the TV, how good it is now, the sweat pouring off them or the frustrations.
Okay, Game 5 is tonight. Should be interesting back in Boston. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about what's plaguing the Indians' bullpen.